Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, IME in German, Salazar, S-A-L-A-Z-A-R. German Salazar is a 36-year-old male who reports that he injured his lower back at work on 9/13/22. But at that time, he was extricating an inmate from his cell. But the inmate was laying on the ground. But Mr. Salazar tried to lift him up, and 10 minutes later had pain in his lower back. But he did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He declined injections, but did have 25 to 30 physical therapy sessions. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Salazar was seen by Dr. Ruggiero, R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O, on 9/27/22, period. He noted the mechanism of injury and that Mr. Salazar had already been to the emergency room, period. He did have x-rays that showed no fractures, but there was impingement at the L4-5 level, period. He then was seen by occupational medicine, who was informed of the abnormality on the, quote, MRI, period, end quote. He then had physical therapy, but remained symptomatic, period. Dr. Ruggiero diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy, comma, lumbar sprain, comma, and chronic pain in the lumbar spine. Pretty attributed all of these to the subject event, period. He recommended an MRI of the lumbar spine, period. New paragraph, lumbar MRI was done on 10/15/22 to be inserted here, period. On 10/31/22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi, who kept him out of work, period. He was to return after the MRI was completed, period. He was seen again on 11/22/22, reporting improvement in range of motion through physical therapy, but he might have some sharp pains with lifting and bending, period. Dr. Zucconi recommended a repeat course of physical therapy, period. New paragraph. On 12/6/22, he was seen by physiatrist Dr. Paul at South Jersey Rehab and Pain, period. We are not in receipt of a full report from that visit, period. Return to work note cleared him to work without restrictions. On the visit of 1/3/23, period. New paragraph, earlier records show he had x-rays of the cervical thoracic and lumbar spine at 5/16/18 at the referral of chiropractor Dr. Pagliarini, P-A-G-L-I-A-R-I-N-I. Period, insert those here. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper normal, lower normal, spine cervical. Active left rotation was 65 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a physiologic gait with no limp or foot drop. Brady nevertheless complained of left-sided low back tenderness while doing so. Brady was able to walk on his heels and toes without symptoms. Period range of motion of the lumbar spine was full in all spheres, but associated with subjective complaints of tenderness. Compare the rest of that as normal. Impressions on 9/13/22, German Salazar was extracting an inmate from a cell and injured his lower back. Pretty evidently was seen at the emergency room and then followed up with occupational medicine. Period. On 10/15/22, he had a lumbar MRI to be inserted. Pretty was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Zucconi and participated in physical therapy. Period of pain management evaluation was done by Dr. Paul that cleared him to work without restrictions. Period. Mr. Salazar previously underwent full spinal x-rays at the referral of a chiropractor, suggesting he was symptomatic in these areas before the event in question. Period. New paragraph, the current examination was essentially benign. Period. However, he complained of low back pain with range of motion that was full in that region, but he also complained of left-sided low back pain while walking with a physiologic gait. Period. New paragraph. This case represents no more than 2% permanent partial total disability. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of L4-5, disc space narrowing and mild desiccation with mild facet arthritis bilaterally, semicolon, minimal disc bulge, semicolon, superimposed left foraminal protrusion with small annular tear. There was also moderate foraminal narrowing on the left side. These findings all correlate with pre-existing degenerative changes. They were not caused, primarily aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Mr. Salazar has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. He has not participated in the current hobbies that he listed since the incident. Period. And that is the end.